Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Super excited this half hour to be joined by Democratic primary candidate for Wisconsin governor in 2026, Ryan Sternad. He's been telling us a bit about his view on the COVID-19 lockdowns back from, oh my goodness, now so many years ago. It seems like a blur, 2020, just 5 years ago. Hard to believe. And so, Ryan, I understand and certainly agree with the concern over people losing their livelihood, right? Like, those are the two values that we're concerned about, both public health and people's ability to earn a living. At what point, if COVID wasn't the sort of global pandemic that in your administration you would be comfortable shutting down public offices or issuing stay-at-home orders for, is there any type of public health emergency that you think would rise to the level requiring that sort of government intervention? Is there something like that, or is it simply not something that you would ever consider?
I would have to look at the seriousness of the situation. Yes, I mean, like what happened back in Milwaukee last month. We had floods, you know, and a lot of the elected officials did a very good job and were successful on getting President Donald Trump to finally give us some of the federal assistance funding on that. So I will look at everything as a case-by-case basis. But to go ahead and to just say, we're not going to have this and we're not going to have that, I would really have to put a lot more care into it before I were to make such a big, drastic, and responsible decision. It was my opinion that I think some of the elected officials jumped to conclusion when the coronavirus came.
And I guess my question, and I want to focus in on this because I think the question of what is public health and how do we best protect it and how do we expect our elected officials to make decisions? If the COVID-19 global pandemic was not a sufficient case to engage in any even short-term government or other shutdowns, whom would you talk to or what data or information would you seek that wasn't available to President Trump and Governor Evers at the time that this occurred in 2000? Specifically, what I'm asking you is this. It was basically at that early March time in 2020, it was the consensus that elected officials were hearing from the credentialed medical immunology and epidemiology specialists that they thought this was an airborne transmissal, that it lived on surfaces, and that it could kill people, and we had yet to have a vaccine developed for it. That was the state of information in March of 2020. I understand you to be saying you still wouldn't shut down businesses or any government functions. And my question to you is, if it's not the experts within our university systems and the epidemiologists and the global health experts that study this, whom exactly would you be talking to or asking about whether or not to engage in that sort of a government intervention, i.e. shutdowns?
Okay, two things here. One, you said about a minute ago about how they thought it was. I would have done a lot more than just talk to one doctor. Okay.
I guess what I'm saying is that's not what happened, sir. What happened was consultation with hundreds, if not thousands, of global medical professionals. And the consensus was at that time to shut these functions down, that they weren't sure how fast this would transmit and how many would die as a result. And so I'm asking you, whom did you base that conclusion on then or now that was inappropriate based on the information that was being provided to the president and the governor at that time? Whom differently would you suggest that you would talk to? How many experts is sufficient?
I actually think the media was covering some things up on that whole coronavirus.
Okay.
What I've been hearing about, about all these experts. I mean, really, I mean, to me, when I was sitting at home, and I'll even speak for my parents, they're just two other people. They're retired, they're going out west now. It seemed like Dr. Fauci was practically running the country for 2 or 3 years when the coronavirus has hit. I mean, it made me sick when I kept, I mean, I had to pray that Dr. Fauci would think before he would say things, because I really thought that a lot of these governors we've had, including Tony Evers, just took whatever Dr. Fauci would go ahead and say. And I was just like, and then there was some other talk about this, and I do not want to sound like a Republican, that there could have been some financial incentives involved with Dr. Fauci.
None of that was ever proven. That was largely just a conspiracy theory. My question to you is, whom do you think Dr. Fauci was speaking with? Do you think that was just his opinion, or do you think he was speaking with every available professional in the field at that time?
You're going to have an opinion. I mean, it all comes down to whatever comes out of Dr. Fauci's mouth. I mean, I'm sorry, but there should have been more people. You're suggesting there were more people involved. I will not dispute that. But it just, like I said, Dr. Fauci, there should have been more people involved. There should have been more people getting second opinions other than what Dr. Fauci had to say. What they were trying to do in China, and we never tried this in America, I put this on my personal Facebook page. They were starting to build new hospitals from scratch and trying to start that way. I'm sure they had some real strict lockdowns, more than America ever had. But we've never tried that thought about trying to build more hospitals similar to like a military unit out in the field. So, like I said,
Milwaukee County actually did build an emergency hospital on the state fairgrounds during the COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you so much. That was Mr. Ryan Stiernad, candidate for Wisconsin governor in 2026. He'll be on the Democratic primary ticket. Thank you for spending your time with us, Ryan. Folks, stick with us. I'll be right back. We'll talk a little Brewers, the 2-0 Packers, and a few things political. On the other side, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.